KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We've been talking about this all morning, to be joined by none other than Corbin Blue, now on Broadway of High School Musical fame, shooting soap operas, doing all kinds of stuff, man. You're doing it all, and thanks so much for coming on with us.
That's my pleasure, man. It's good to be here.
I first want to say that In the Heights is like my favorite Broadway production of all time, and I was
Really? So you've seen it before?
I have seen it. I've seen it maybe three times.
Wow.
I love it. And are you still in it now on Broadway? Are you?
No. I ended up doing that show in 2010.
Okay.
And I did a long run for like about 7 months, and I played Usnavi.
Right.
That was my Broadway debut. But for that one, man, it was. I remember seeing it for the first time. I was actually a fan of the show prior to joining it, and I ended up watching it with my father. And at the end of the show, I leaned in next to him and I said, "If I'm ever to do a Broadway show, it's got to be something like this." When I went in for the audition, you know, I told you I was a fan of the show. So as I'm talking about all the songs and I'm like saying even some of the lyrics and stuff, you know, I'm saying it, and they're Spanish words.
Right.
And I grew up in Brooklyn around all Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, and like I have certain, most of my parents' friends, I call my tías and my tíos, like my aunts and my uncles. So the casting directors and then the director and the producers, they were all like, "Do you speak Spanish?" I said, "No, but if you give me something, I can say it with a great accent."
You know, today is Mother's Day in Latin America. It always falls on May 10th.
I didn't know that.
Would you like to say something in Spanish to the mothers listening? Can you pull that off?
Oh, man. Here's the thing is, I don't speak Spanish. I can say it with the accent. That's pretty much how it works.
So you're good at emulating. Well, I guess that's the whole thing of being an actor. You need to be able to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, again, very cool to have you. Again, Corbin Blue on the line right now with us on KX93.5. The thing you're doing now is this soap opera revamp of One Life to Live, which is only on mm-hmm. Hulu. What is soap opera acting like? I mean, that's a totally different trade, I feel.
It really is, man. I mean, and I knew it would be different, but I didn't realize just how different until first day on set. And it's not, you know, the truth is, it's not really the acting, it's just much as the way things work on a soap opera. I mean, I'm so used to film and just regular like television, which you shoot maybe 6 to 10 pages a day. Soap operas, they shoot 80 to 100 pages a day.
Wow.
Because, you know, they air an episode Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I memorize anywhere between 20 to 50 pages a day. And it's because it's multi-camera, they get all their angles at once.
Right.
So you shoot each scene once or twice tops.
So what if you mess up?
I mean, that's what's interesting about it. That is the difference I do
right.
feel when it comes to the acting is you know, sometimes if it's a really bad mess up, they will go back and do it and
right.
you know, get another take. But that's what, it just keeps you on your toes, man. So I mean, luckily I haven't had any flubs since we started.
That's very professional of you. I think that's what's so cool about you and your variety as an actor. I mean, your fans have got to see you grow from a Disney kid to somebody who's now in very mature, dramatic things. I mean, have you found it difficult to make that transition? Are you happy that people have respected you for making that transition, you know?
Yes and yes, man. I mean, you know what? When it comes to was it hard? Not necessarily. The thing is with High School Musical, you know, the initial majority of the group who watched it were, you know, anywhere between 13 to 18,
right?
And that was 7 years ago when the first one came out. It was 2005,
yeah.
Right? So so now, I mean, they're all in their 20s. So the stuff that I'm doing, just because as I grow up, I naturally am going to look older and I'm going to start to do these types of roles. A lot of horror films, actually, one of which I did called Scary or Die that I actually...
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that. It looks really effed up.
Yes, it is, man. It's a really screwed up movie. I loved it. I loved doing that one. I get to play this killer clown. And then I did another one called Monkey's Paw, where I play this real... it's a Cajun Bayou guy. I mean, he's obsessed with guns. I got, like, screwed up teeth and a mohawk.
Will you do your Bayou accent for us for a moment?
Yeah. Oh. It's been like a year since I did it, so I got to like have the lines in front of me. I got to like do it again.
Well, next time I talk to you, I fully expect you to be doing a Cajun accent.
Go watch the movie. Then that one, I show my bare ass, raunchy.
How did you feel watching your own butt on a large movie screen?
So I just watched it about a week ago because I had ADR.
Yeah.
Which, I have to go in and do looping for it. And funny enough, so, when you do ADR, usually there's multiple scenes that you have to go do it for. And I walk in, and apparently that's the first scene that I'm going to be ADRing. I walk in on the giant screen is my ass. Like, is that? Yeah. Yep.
Did you recognize it? We often can't really recognize our own asses.
I did. I mean, it's big and black. And that was pretty much it. So that was awkward because, of course, you have to do all these moans and groans, and you have to really try to really be in it.
Oh, you had to ADR your sex scene.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God.
Like, I had to ADR this scene. And there's a whole booth of technicians.
That's so weird.
Like, so I'm in this room, and pretty much instead of, like, just trying to, and I'm watching it. That's the thing, is you also have to try to match the movements. You know, if there's, like, a thrust, you got to try to get the grunt or whatever on that motion. So it's really interesting.
You're completely ruining movie magic for everyone listening right now. So there's so much stuff you're doing. Corbin Blue's on the phone with us. And I do want to ask, do you still hang out with the High School Musical gang? Do you hang out with Zach? Do you have any good Zac Efron stories? I was told to ask you that, like you might have a good Zac Efron story.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's the one. I remember the one from a couple years ago that we don't have to talk about that one. But there's...
Oh, no.
is there anything else?
That's a good one in itself.
This is a great one, but I think people remember that one.
Yeah, no, we don't need to talk about that. Good time, though.
I'm sure it was a good time, man. When the whole public is aware of the good time. it's so cool of you to be so open and to talk about this stuff with us and kind of reveal the behind the scenes of your life and everything. People can still watch you. One Life to Live, which is airing exclusively on Hulu.
Thank you, Tyler.
But thank you so much, Corbin. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, man. You have a good one.
You have a good day.